USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A makeshift camp under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, has finally been cleared of migrants. Officials estimate around 15,000 people gathered underneath an international bridge as humanitarian aid and law enforcement poured into the town of Del Rio. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said some of the people are being expelled under a pandemic rule called Title 42. He was asked whether anyone in that large group displayed symptoms of COVID-19.
We did not test that population of individuals. I do not know whether anyone was sick with COVID.
Secretary Mayorkas said about 12,000 Haitians will get to go before a judge to have their asylum cases heard. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
New home sales are rising faster than expected. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Government figures show sales of single-family homes rose 1.5% in August to an annual rate of 740,000 units. It's the second consecutive monthly increase despite high prices and tight supply. The median price of a new home sold last month was just over $391,000. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Monday, a House vote is expected on President Biden's big infrastructure package, though dozens of Democrats are now threatening to hold out support unless the president's $3.5 trillion plan is passed. Democrats say they're divided within on the cost of the plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There are discussions about the size.
Republicans say they won't support the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A sweeping defense policy bill has been passed by the House. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
The House approved a $768 billion National Defense Authorization Act for the 2022 fiscal year in a bipartisan 316-113 vote on Thursday. Now that Pentagon spending levels have been set, some of the guides in the annual law this time around would require women to register for military draft. It also gives U.S. service members a 2.7% pay raise. The bill now heads to the Senate and is expected to work out any differences with the House in the coming months. Should also be noted the House approved a $1 billion Iron Dome defense missile system for Israel. The vote in favor was 420-9. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
About 4,000 Shasta County residents have been told to evacuate their homes because of a wildfire just north of Redding, California, that has destroyed some structures. The Fawn Fire ignited on Wednesday in the area of Fawndale, according to Cal Fire. A 30-year-old woman from Palo Alto is suspected of arson after walking through brush near where a wildfire was burning in the area. The Shasta County DA has announced charges against Alexandra Soveneva. She said the suspect may be linked to other fires in the county and potentially elsewhere in California. So far, the Fawn Fire charred an estimated 7,000 acres. Some 25 structures have been confirmed destroyed and more than 9,000 remain threatened. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.